We're talking with Tommy Thomas, who represents AFR, American Farmers Ranchers, at our state capitol. And we're a couple of weeks into our state legislative session, Tommy, with 2 full weeks now under our belt, really. We're really starting to see some of the things develop, maybe some of the themes this year that are going to be going on at the capitol. What are you seeing that has jumped out at you thus far and that you're following maybe most closely?
Well, the water issues are more important the last couple of years than they had been before. And it's important that we do a better job in Oklahoma of planning for our water security in the future. There's some bills that deal with drought mitigation that we're interested in. Obviously, any tax issue is important to us. The governor is proposing a 0.25% reduction in taxes. And while we all would like to pay less in income tax, we still are concerned about the core services that are available to all Oklahomans, and we're hopeful that if the tax cut does come, that there'll be limited damage to those core services.
When we think about, you know, some of the things that we've seen agriculture come together on in recent years, it seems like we've had a pretty good working relationship among the agricultural groups. The groups continue to meet on a regular basis, don't they?
Yes, we have lunch every Monday. And I think a lion's share of credit goes to former Commissioner of Agriculture Terry Peach, because he sort of started what we sometimes call the Ag Mafia. And we do talk regularly about those issues that we can agree on. And so that's important for all of agriculture, that we stay together. I think before his time, and it was also before my time in this role as well, that each different commodity group or each ag group sort of went their own way, and we didn't support each other very well. So we have a strong voice in Oklahoma. We need that, certainly.
Anything coming out of this year's meetings thus far that is more, you know, rural-based, ag-related specifically that might be advancing this year?
Well, you know, one of the interesting things about this session, Ron, is the fact that we've had a change in leadership after the start of the session. And I guess that's gone about as well as it could go. We still hear talk about maybe some changes in some committee structures and that sort of stuff. But when Senator Coburn announced that he was not going to run for re-election, it started a cascade of races downstream. And T.W. Shannon, former Speaker of the House, announced that he would be a candidate for the United States Senate. And then Jeff Hickman, Speaker now from Fairview, is going to do a great job. There's no doubt about that. We had 2 great candidates, Representative Jackson from Enid. But still, anytime you have a change of leadership at the very top during the legislative session, it creates some ripples, and it's going to be interesting to see how that all works out. I mentioned the tax thing. That's always an interest to agriculture. And there have been some bills about the pork folks are interested in, and so we're just going to continue to work together and support each other and do what we can for agriculture. We had a speaker this morning who actually spoke about you, Representative Scott Biggs, and his bill last year to protect the rights of farmers and ranchers, the right to farm and ranch, and that'll be on the November ballot. So we're real anxious to see if Oklahoma will support that, and we believe they will.
Well, one thing that you mentioned, our new House Speaker, definitely some rural roots there. I would think makes you at least feel good. I don't know if it helps us a great deal or not, but got to feel fairly good about someone stepping up from rural Oklahoma and taking on that type of a job.
Well, not just a rural Oklahoma, but a young man with strong agriculture background, from what I understand, a great ag family. You know, before this last reapportionment, Ron, 61 of the 101 House members came from metropolitan Oklahoma City or metropolitan Tulsa. So 61 of 101 were, you know, city boys, for lack of a better word. And they're all wonderful people. And they have the best intentions, but they have very little occasion to come to the rural part of Oklahoma and understand our world, understand the distances that our children travel on school buses, understand that county government's more important to us than city government, and rural roads and bridges are the way we get our farm product to town, get the feed, seed, and fertilizer that we have to have back to our ranches. So we got to do a better job in the rural part of the state of helping our urban cousins understand what makes up the fabric of our life. And it's just as important to them as it is to us, but we're going to have to do a better job explaining that.